Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast was recorded on.
From Mamma Mia, hello and welcome to Lady Startup Academy, the pod that answers all your business questions one episode at a time. And I am your host, Anita Sarkar, co-founder and CEO of Hero Packaging. For the second half of the season, we are talking all things finance, because money is one of the biggest pain points for small business owners. Today, we're tackling a question from Audrey, who has called us on the pod phone.
Hey, Anita. I've just finished putting the finishing touches on one of my new products, and I'm wondering, how much do you think I should spend on the launch, and how much stock should I order?
Thank you, Audrey. A few questions there, and for good reason. Launches are a big deal, and if you spend a lot of time on social media, you might think that they are all about hype. But actually, that's just not the case. It's hype combined with a whole range of carefully planned processes and obviously money. Firstly, Audrey, a big part of the cost is going to depend on whether you want to soft launch or hard launch your new product. A soft launch is the more subtle approach. It's adding a new product to your store, making it live, and slowly promoting it. There are no hard and fast dates or rules to follow with this method. And the upside is if any issues pop up, you won't have to handle all the attention that comes with a hard launch. And it allows you to gradually ramp up your spending on marketing as you see new sales come in. The other option is a hard launch, and that is probably what most people think of when they hear the word launch. A hard launch involves a detailed marketing plan, paid advertising, maybe a PR agency, and even influencer gifting and launch events. All things that add up. And most importantly, hard launches are all about creating momentum around a big launch day. So this is what you'll plan all your marketing activity around. Knowing what's right for your business and the product that you're launching can be tricky to determine. So we reached out to our Lady Startup Village to understand how much they spent on their launch, what option they went with, and if it worked for them.
I went with a soft launch purely because I was lacking a lot of confidence. It worked well as it allowed me to build my confidence over time and it was pretty cheap.
For my latest drop, I went with a hard launch. I really wanted to drive traffic and build momentum and just start with a bang. Plus, I already had a bit of experience.
What you can see from our Lady Startups is that neither soft nor hard launches are set in stone, and you can do a mix of both. This will determine how much you need to invest in stock. If budgets are tight, you could soft launch to see which products are most popular to get an idea of what the people want. Or you could offer a pre-sale wait list for your new items. This costs $0 upfront. It just requires your time to set up a pre-sale page or use a pre-sale app. So really, you could launch with just 5 items or 500 if you really wanted to. Your stock levels will be determined by a lot of factors like the nature of your product, your manufacturer's minimum order quantity, and honestly, just how far your budget can stretch. But in reality, stock is only one aspect of launching a new product. So let's move on to the next part, the fun part, planning a launch. This is a multi-step process with lots of moving parts, but don't freak out. I am going to break it down for you. Firstly, I want you to ask yourself, what makes this product different from what's already out there? Then I want you to write it down, and I want you to keep it consistent and concise. All you need is 3 to 5 lines and just keep repeating them. When we first launched our products at Hero Packaging, we had 3 main points of differentiation. The mailers were completely compostable, our packaging was bright and colourful, and they were reusable. These differentiation points for your products are going to bleed into every aspect of promo, from socials to email and your website too. Think new web banners, a customized email funnel, and new promo materials for socials. So if you have the budget, you might want to splurge on a copywriter given how widely you'll use these. This is likely to cost you at least $1,000 if you consider an average copywriter's hourly rate starts at around $125 for a junior writer, and they'd need at least 5 to 12 hours. Or you can DIY for free. Next up, set your launch goals, aka what do you want out of this launch? And these need to be SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based goals. Like, I want to make $2,000 in sales in the first week of my launch. The next thing you need to do is plan your customer service. When you start promoting a new product or service, you are going to have people asking questions. So, to make your life easier, you should pre-plan your answers. Put FAQs, or frequently asked questions, on your website. If you're struggling to know what to write, Google a few competitors or brands that you look up to for inspo and see what they're doing. If you're using your email, you could set up auto responses or templated answers for the basic questions like when the customer can purchase, where from, and what the price is. Answering feedback does not just mean emails, though. You also need to be responding to all comments and DMs on your socials too, so that your followers can see how involved you are, because no one likes to be left unseen. If you have budget, a virtual assistant is actually great for customer service. If not, you can rope in your friends, family, and even your kids to help out on launch day. On our launch day at Hero Packaging, we had over 1,000 packages to send, so we got the help of a friend on customer service, and we even got our kids to help put shipping labels on the mailers. It really was all hands on deck.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
Next, you need to schedule your socials, send any press releases, and build that hype. According to the research by the Rain Group, your customer needs 8 touch points with your brand before they convert into a sale. So be loud and make your message consistent. It all comes back to that positioning that you worked out earlier. This will build hype. All right, now this is the most important part of all. Test, test, and test again. This is the time to test the customer journey the whole way through. Check every email your customer will receive, all the links on the product pages, and even the entire payment process. Make sure each step of the way the customer is being pushed through their purchase smoothly. Your website, socials, and emails should guide them exactly where they need to go. If you need tips on how to boost your email marketing, because your email list is the best audience for your launch, check out the Lady Startup Academy's email marketing course. It's full of everything you need to know to grow and nurture your list for an upcoming launch. I'll chuck a link in the show notes to check it out. You want to make sure all the integrations and triggers between your website, your payment platform, and your order fulfillment system are working together. And after you've positioned yourself, set your goals, planned your customer service, and tested your customer journey, you are finally ready. It is launch time. So, Audrey, I hope I've answered your question today and you've got a clearer idea of the investment, both in time and money, that you need to launch. My tip to keep your head screwed on is to use a project management program like Monday.com or Asana to track your progress with each step of your launch. These programs allow you to keep all your tasks in one place and get a great overview of what you've done already and what you still need to achieve to get yourself to launch day. You can even outsource to someone else, like a VA. Good luck with your launch, Audrey. Send us an update on how you're going so we can celebrate your launch on our Lady Startup Instagram. Okay, well, that's it. Thank you guys for joining me. At the Lady Startup Academy, we offer a range of online courses to suit all types, sizes, and stages of business. We've got everything you need to know to grow your business. Visit ladystartup.com for more info. And I am your host, Anita Sarkar. You can find me on Instagram at Hero Packaging. If you have loved today's episode, please remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This episode was produced by Michaela Floriano and Susanna Macon, and this podcast was brought to you by Mamma Mia. I'll see you next week. Bye.